You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
Hey, what's up, Fuzzies? It is August 16th, 2020. Hope y'all had an amazing weekend. Thanks so much for tuning in, and double thank you to the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to every single new episode. As always, it's your favorite Blue Dragon, but I wanted to try something different today. We're trying out a new format for content creators that don't necessarily fit into the normal mold of the show. The first guest of the, let's say, content creator spotlight is Madison the Furry Writer.
Heck yeah. How's it going?
Yo, what's up? Make sure to check out their new book, Ally, over on their website, writing.drab/Macho?
Macho. M-A-K-Y-O.
Macho. I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. So. Hey, how you doing today, Madison?
Doing pretty good. It's like a kajillion degrees out, so I'm staying cool as best as I can.
Totally valid. Thanks so much for coming on the show tonight. I'm happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Feel free to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself.
Cool. Yeah, my name's Madison, writer and software developer living up in the Pacific Northwest. We're just kind of chilling out, or trying to chill out if it's not so hot. My pronouns are she and her. As mentioned, I've got a new book out, Ally. You can see it at ally.id. And rolling along. Got off the 6 months of unemployment because 2020 is the longest decade.
Damn, 6 months?
Yep. And since I was a contractor before, I wasn't eligible for unemployment. So that was exciting.
Oh, that sounds real exciting. Well, I'm glad that you're here today, at least. So yeah. What is your main persona, and how do you feel it represents you?
My main persona is Maddie, because I paid good money for this name, and goddammit, I'm going to use it. she's a snow leopard. I think that she's got sort of the best elements of sort of nerdiness that I like about myself. I often say that personas are kind of the more earnest versions of ourselves, not necessarily the better, but the ones, the ways in which we connect more smoothly with others. So she's a lot more confident than I am. Got a few things I wish I could change about myself. I'm, you know, a giant 6'2" person in real life. She gets to be a little bit smaller, but try to use her as a way to, you know, be a better person.
Plus, they get a massive fluffy tail, right? That's always a bonus.
Yeah. Heck yeah, and you get to stick it in your mouth. I mean, that's just what snow leopards do.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's a bonus too. Sure.
Yeah, shrug.
What got you interested in the furry fandom in the first place? And do you feel like it's a big part of who you are now?
Oh, gosh. So I was, last year middle school, so it would have been 99. I was chilling on a forum called GovTeen and saw somebody had a fur code in their signature. Just like a random string of letters and numbers. I was like, what the fuck? So I poked at it, and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. People, you know, pretending to be animals on the internet. So I figured I'd dive right in, and was not expecting to find so many just fantastic people here. It got to the point sort of around high school, early college, where I was, super, super into it, kind of drifted away for a couple years, and then came back with a roaring passion, I'd say,